From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Thursday, May 21st.
Coming up, California is treating more fire-prone land, but not enough to meet its million-acre-a-year goal.
Also, the future of the Reading Civic Auditorium is in question after city leaders poll financial support.
And ballots are already rolling in across Butte County ahead of the June 2nd primary. We'll have the latest turnout numbers coming up.
But we'll start with more from the Chico City Council. Councilors have decided to continue running the city's Genesis Pallet Shelter after the Warren v. Chico homelessness settlement expires next January. But as NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports, just how the shelter will be run could change quite a bit.
That's because city councilors voted last night to add new rules and regulations at the shelter. They include a nightly curfew and a 12-month maximum length of stay. Amber Abney Bass is the CEO of the Jesus Center, which operates Genesis. She says there will also be a lower tolerance for rule breaking.
This site is not intended to be a destination. It is intended to provide resources and supports so that people who are experiencing homelessness can come in. They have access to county services that include behavioral health. They include housing navigation.
The council also voted to immediately shut down the alternative camping site on the north side of town when the Warren settlement expires, citing environmental, health, and safety hazards. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Moving to Reading, the Reading Civic Auditorium is shutting its doors indefinitely. Action News Now reports that city leaders decided this week to no longer financially support the venue and are looking for a new operator to run it, as the current one says it can't continue to keep the auditorium open without the city's financial help. Requests will be sent out to potential operators and could take several months. It's unclear whether upcoming events will be canceled.
The June 2nd primary is less than 2 weeks away, and many Butte County voters have already cast their ballots. Registrar of Voters Keaton Denley says having two elections this year hasn't been a problem. In fact, ballot returns for the special election to fill the late Congressman Doug LaMalfa's seat are at 11%, which is slightly outpacing the regular primary.
I think that the simplicity of that special ballot is leading voters to vote that one and get it back while they're still kind of weighing all the options on the longer one.
Denley says overall he expects about 40% of registered voters to turn out based on the current return rate and past elections, but he says he's seen elections run as high as 80%. Three voter assistance centers will open in Butte County this Saturday, including in Chico, Oroville, and Paradise. Voters can also mail in ballots or deposit them in a designated drop box.
A new report finds California is making progress treating fire-prone headwaters in places like the Sierra Nevada and Southern Cascades, but is still short of its goal of 1 million acres a year. Brad Franklin, with the Public Policy Institute of California, says that matters in the North State because severe wildfires can threaten communities, disrupt snowpack, and send sediment into reservoirs, raising water treatment costs. He also says better tracking could help the state target wildfire funding where it will do the most good.
Staying on wildfire, a bill from North State Assemblyman James Gallagher is moving ahead in Sacramento. It would help address restitution gaps for people impacted by utility-caused wildfires. Action News Now reports that an earlier version of the bill also would have required the California Public Utilities Commission to come up with ways to lower electricity bills by a third, but lawmakers removed that provision in committee. The bill has now cleared the Assembly Appropriations Committee and heads next to the Assembly floor for a vote.
And Paradise has a new town manager. The Chico Enterprise Record reports town councilors unanimously approved Jennifer McCarthy for the role last week. McCarthy previously served as Chico's deputy city manager and has years of experience in city and county government. Her starting salary is about $216,000. Paradise has been without a permanent town manager since last August. Chico Councilman Mike O'Brien has been serving in the interim.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, May 21st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Ken DeBall.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.